Well, today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, I was thinking of a word to describe mothers, and the word devoted came to mind. And so I wanted to show a clip, like how can we capture what a devoted mother looks like? And I hope that this short clip from A Christmas Story will share with us a little bit of what a devoted mother looks like. Let's watch.
Every family has a kid who won't eat. My kid brother had not eaten voluntarily in over 3 years.
Randy, don't play with your food. Eat it. Starving people would be happy to have that.
Can I have some more of a cabbage? You stop playing with your food, or I'll give you something to cry about.
You better stop fooling around with that and eat it, or you'll be sorry.
Can I please have some more?
My mother had not had a hot meal for herself in 15 years.
Meatloaf, meatloaf, double beetloaf. I hate meatloaf.
All right, I'll get that kid to eat. Where's my screwdriver and my plumber's helper? I'll open up his mouth and I'll shove it in.
Randy.
My mother was more subtle.
How do the little piggies go? That's right. Oik, oik. Now, show me how the piggies eat. This is your trough. Show me how the piggies eat.
Be a good boy. Show mommy how the piggies eat.
Needless to say, moms and dads have different approaches. I agree. Just get the funnel, open them up, just shove it in. Wow. So I love that line. The reason I chose that clip particularly was I love the line where he says, my mom had not eaten a warm meal in like 15 years, right? And if you have that kind of mom, like I did, that was constantly serving. Most of the meals started with her still walking around. It was usually by the time I got to my second plate that mom finally sat down. Thankfully, microwaves came along so she could eat some warm meals. But devoted. Moms are devoted, aren't we? We have devoted moms that just love us and they care for us and they do what needs to be done. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 9. And I want to read a passage that I believe describes moms. Romans 12, verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's mom, right? As we break down, I want to go through this real quick. There are eight things that I see about moms in this passage. Verse 10 defines motherhood. Be devoted to one another. Honor others above yourself. As we just saw in that clip, that is what moms do. If you had a mom that you had a mom like my mom, that's she always put us first. Whatever we wanted to do. We got new shoes. We got new clothes. She would just kind of rehash the same wardrobe from last year and really from the last 3 or 4 years if she had to. But we, when school started, got new clothes. She was devoted to us in love. And she definitely honored us above herself. Verse 12, the second thing. Be joyful in hope. Moms are endlessly hopeful, aren't they? They are perpetually hopeful. Now that might be, I hope things work out right. I hope they don't break their arm. I hope they come home tonight. But they are constantly, perpetually hopeful. Stormy Omerton, the writer of Prayer of a Power, sorry, The Power of a Praying Parent, too many P's in that sentence, says this: after the initial plan of releasing our children, there comes joy and peace, both for us and them. There is a time when moms get to watch their children spread their wings, metaphorically. And yeah, sometimes we will, as kids, fall and scrape and hurt ourselves, but then sometimes they soar. And never have I seen probably the most beautiful smile than ever is when a mom sees their child soar. You know, the Olympics are coming up this year. And I know thousands of dads and moms have spent hundreds of thousands of hours practicing with their kids. But I promise you, when that racer runs across the finish line and gets in front of the camera next to saying, "Yay for my country," what are they going to say? "Hi, Mom." And moms are going to beam across the world. "That's my baby." Even the guy who comes in last place, there's a mom somewhere. "That's my baby. Look at him run." Everybody around is like, "He fell down. He tripped over the hurdle. He's in last place." She's like, "No. But that's my baby. No one else falls over the hurdle just like him." Moms are always hopeful and joyful in that hope. They are faithful in their prayers. Stormy says this also in The Power of Praying Parent. "As you pray for your children, you will find it to be an unending habit of your heart." An unending habit of your heart. Being able to positively affect your children in prayer will keep you in close contact with them and actively involved in their lives. Even if after they leave their home, it will continually contribute to your joy as a parent. And I can attest that I have two younger siblings that live far away, but I know my mom prays for them, and it is a connection stronger than FaceTime, better than email. Prayer connects us. And it makes our hearts one because we are connected in Christ. Prayer, faithful prayer, will continue to bond mother and child their whole life. And for those of you who have had parents who have gone on, who have moms who have already gone to heaven, you know that it still connects you. Those habits of prayer that she may have taught you by either literal example or by just observation connects you with them today. Faithful in prayer. Now, verse 14, I think this verse is especially important for moms with younger children. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Children are notorious for persecuting moms. Or at least my children. And I was kind of maybe like that. Well, maybe not me, but my brother and sister. I'll say them. But kids, right? Kids say the darndest things. We always say that, right? They are completely honest. They don't have a filter. You know, if the food doesn't taste exactly right to them, they tell you, don't they, Mom? And what do you want to do? I know. You want to grab that pan that you just fried the meal up and go wash it out. No. You want to kind of hit them across the head. But no, bless them. Don't curse them. Don't persecute them, the ones who persecute you. It never fails. At midnight, the night before a project is due, Mom, why didn't you remind me I have to sing tomorrow? Moms take a lot of blame, don't they? They just get blamed for everything. The fact that the kid took his uniform from the last game, wadded it up, hid it under his bed, never gave it a second thought until 5 minutes before it's time to walk out to the next game. Mom's fault. Mom, why didn't you search for it? You knew I had a game today. But the Bible tells us don't persecute those. Don't curse, but bless those who persecute you. Moms do that. Verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. I know out of my own personal experience, when I have a great success in life, when I have a great thing to share, Mom's who I want to share it with. Because I know she will celebrate it with me. And over the years, when times have been bad, no one will mourn with you like Mom. Your wife will tell you, just suck it up. Quit crying. But you can call Mom. She'll care a little bit. She will care, right? Moms love to mourn with those who are crying and celebrate when the kids celebrate. And they do it in ways, I mean, they are wholehearted about it. 6th thing, to live in harmony with one another. Verses 16 and 18, live in harmony with one another if it is possible, as far as it depends on you. Live at peace with everyone. Mom's the peacemaker, isn't she? Mom's the peacemaker. You make family vacation plans. Kids want to go one place. Dad wants to go another place. Where does Mom want to go? Doesn't matter. Or at least she acts like it doesn't. Wherever you guys want to go. Right? Friday night comes. What are we getting on the pizza? Kids have an opinion. Dad has an opinion. Mom, whatever you guys want, right? Peacemaker. When there's problems, a voice of reason. If possible, and as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Again, like the mom in this video clip. Time to eat. Now, her way of getting the son to eat was a little unorthodox. But mission accomplished, right? Peace was maintained. You know, verse 19 says, do not take revenge. I always wonder if moms want to take revenge. Now, not so much on their own kids, but the kids down the street. The ones at school that hurts their baby. Moms, do you plan stuff? Do you have a secret journal? The Bible tells us, do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath. Now, that could be even more scary, right? Now, so moms, take note of this. Next time your kids, like something happens, right? They're at the ball game. Obviously, your son or daughter got fouled. I don't know what's wrong with the ref. Instead of yelling at him, go up and quote this verse. Tell them, I am going to be praying for you because the Lord's wrath is coming. And next time my son or daughter gets fouled, I'm just going to let you know. I'm stepping back and leaving room for God. Do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath. Now, verse 20 is something I think is very special because it really defines what happens most every night. It says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. This could be your husband. This could be your children. But dutiful moms will serve food, even to those who persecute and curse and complain. And if they are really biblical, they do the second part of this. In doing this, you heap burning coals on their head. They do it in love, don't they? Now, I remember as a kid, and maybe you kids who are still out here today, have you ever known your mom was mad? You knew she was mad, right? But she didn't act mad. She was loving and smiling. And that scares you, doesn't it? That's when you're praying, she knows the previous verse, do not take revenge. Maybe that's when you want to call your little brother or sister and taste the food first. We have moms who come in and they love us, even in times when we are probably unlovable. That seems like a strong word to say if your enemy is hungry. When is your child ever your enemy? Sometimes they act like it, don't they? I know I did as a kid. Matter of fact, me and my sister and brother, we had a pact. It was us against him. Now, we might fuss and fight, but when mom came in the room, we knew who we were against. We stood united. She was stronger, much more patient, and she would wear us down with love, heaping coals on our head. I didn't know that until I was older, and when I read this verse for the first time, I was like, ding, light bulb, my mom. She loved me even when I was a rebellious son, when I was her enemy, because she was being Christ-like. She was being godlike. Because even when we were enemies, God still loved us enough that he sent his son, dying on a cross. Today we celebrated that with baptism because we are united with God because of his son who came when we were yet enemies. And he loved us enough to do that. Because verse 21, do not be overcome by evil. Moms, hear me. I don't care if your child is one day old or a grown adult. Do not be overcome by evil. Do not be overcome by the things that are wrong in this world or what may be wrong about your child. But overcome evil with good. And that good is only one thing, and that's Jesus Christ. Moms, be Christ to your child. Be Christ to your children. Overcome their failures with His success. Overcome their shortcomings with His completeness. Overcome their rebellion with His love. God will honor that. Because long before that child ever came into your life, Jesus Christ chose them, him or her, to be in His. Now, moms, you have a great responsibility to love your children, to raise them, to nurture them, to prepare them for one day that they will be adults. I want you to know you don't have to do it on your own. You have a partner in this. And He is far greater than us. And before your child was ever given to you, according to Ephesians chapter 1, before the laying of the foundation of earth, He chose your daughter or son to be in Jesus Christ. So in those moments when evil comes, and it will, because your child is, as much as you would disagree, not perfect, he or she is a human being. And she will fail, and he will come short. When that happens, you call upon the name of the Lord. He says, those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Do it. Be devoted mothers, but know that you are not alone. Trust in Jesus Christ. For when you fall short, for when you don't know all the answers, and He will take care of your children. And whose hands are better to be in than His? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, just praise You and thank You that You give us moms who are devoted, who are loving, who are caring. God, we pray that You would just empower moms here today, regardless of the age of their children. They need Your help. They're only human. They get tired. They run out of answers. But God, You do not grow weary or tired. You have all the answers. So Heavenly Father, I pray right now that we just empower the moms in here today with Your Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. May they be awesome moms because they are awesome Christ reflectors. And Heavenly Father, I pray for children in here today, again, regardless of age. May we cherish the gift that You gave us. By giving us a physical manifestation of Your love in the form of moms. Pray this in Your Son's name. Amen.